Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We were standing in Skokie in front of our building as a visual demonstration, which is called Standing Silent Witness. We stand in silent solidarity with survivors for 1 hour, sharing on posters messages of encouraging words, statistics, and support for survivors.
Share some of those statistics with me, will you?
Sure. So every 68 seconds, someone is sexually assaulted, and 1 in 9 individuals is a child. So it's really important to know that information. By the time we conclude this conversation, multiple individuals will have been sexually assaulted.
And in Illinois, I'd read that 4,000 to 5,000 sexual assaults are reported annually. But let's be honest, many people do not report them.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason for our visual demonstration. Many survivors don't step forward because of the blame that's put on them, because of the shame that they might feel. Oftentimes, especially in children, the perpetrator is someone that a survivor knows, and so it's really difficult to step forward. So yes, many cases go unreported.
I saw an auditorium of college students, and their professor said, if you know anyone who has been a victim of sexual assault, sexual violence, stand up. When I tell you about 90% of those people stood up, when they said, how many of them, if your person reported it, sit down. People were still standing. And they said, for those of you who do have friends or family members, or maybe it was you, who were, you did report it, how many convictions? And they were down to like 3 people in an auditorium of 300 or 400. I think that's what keeps people quiet. They feel like, maybe I should just put it behind me because we're never going to see this through. They're never going to convict this person. How can we change that mindset?
Yes, absolutely. So, awareness is extremely important, helping people to recognize how prevalent this issue is and then understanding what can be done about it. And that's why Z-Center is here, to really offer the support for survivors, for their non-offending loved ones, and to educate the community.
And talk to me about the Zacharias Sexual Abuse Center, or the Z-Center. What's the history? What's the background?
Yeah, so we've been around for almost 43 years. And we started as a small grassroots organization like many of our counterparts and have really evolved into a comprehensive organization that provides counseling services for survivors and their non-offending loved ones, medical advocacy, legal advocacy. We have a 24-hour support line. And then, because it is really important that the community is aware, we provide prevention education throughout the schools in all of Lake County. And then we do professional development training for folks that want to learn more about sexual harassment or are required to by their employment guidelines.
I want to play you this clip. It's from Trevor Noah's podcast. He was talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and this is what his guest had to say.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Hey. We do have to change the message, right, Sandy? Because, those are things that my parents would tell me. Don't dress provocatively. Carry pepper spray. And I don't think that they were telling my brother, like, hey, don't ever do this to a woman. They were focused on their daughters modifying their behavior to prevent being a victim.
Absolutely. Lisa, yeah, that clip definitely resonates with me. And, for our team, we're not surprised by that messaging. We hear it all the time. Too much responsibility still falls on survivors. It's really important for individuals to educate themselves on what actually happens. Again, many of the folks that walk through our doors are individuals that have been assaulted by someone they know, someone that they trusted. And so, accountability is important. Infrastructure is important. We need to make sure that systems are responding consistently, compassionately, and effectively. We tell survivors every time they walk through our doors, it is not their fault. That message needs to be uplifted. at the end of the month, we're all dressing in our denim because we want to recognize the fact that what you wear doesn't matter. And that's important to us. And so we reiterate that story all the time. How much you drink doesn't matter. If you did not ask to engage in that type of situation, then it's still a no.
I love that you also support non-offending family members, because I would imagine if it's your daughter, your child, you carry some, you feel guilty. You feel like somehow you failed. And so you help those people cope with it as well.
We certainly do. And we do that in all of the same ways that we do for survivors. So they can receive one-on-one counseling, family counseling. They can attend our groups or workshops. It really lets them know that they're not alone, and they don't have to disclose who that individual was, because we don't want them to do that prematurely. But if they've been impacted, we're here to help them.
That's really lovely. And how can people help you if they're moved by your message and what you do? Where can they go to pitch in to help in some form or fashion?
Yeah, well, there's a wealth of information on our website, zcenter.org. They can reach out and start there. We often need volunteers. But we certainly need monetary support. All of the services that we provide to survivors and their loved ones are offered at no charge. And so, you know, we continue to do awareness activities so people understand how they can support us. We had Standing Silent Witness today in Skokie. We're doing it again at the Lake County Courthouse on April 24th from 12 to 1. We invite people to stand with us and continue to raise awareness, spread the word, follow us on social media, and in the first week of May, May 8th, we're having our larger fundraiser where we bring the community together and share stories of success and celebrate the work that's taken on over the year.
That's wonderful. So zcenter.org, that stands for Zacharias Sexual Abuse Center. Sandy, thank you for your work, and thank you for amplifying the message today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Take care.